your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. Continuing on with KER Politics. You know, Jim and I both feel a little bit more had to be said about the censorship issue than we had a chance to say in the prior segment. You know, Jimmy, censorship is such a damning excuse of the American, for lack of better terms, government right now on the federal level. I'd like you to continue and elaborate on this a little bit more, if you would, because it's something like this has never happened in the history of America before. I mean, we are clearly censored in many things that are occurring on a daily basis. And Elon Musk, by dumping the Twitter files, is really doing, I would have to say, a service to Americans. What do you think?
Yeah, I think it's really important. You know, if you don't have factual information on issues, then you really can't make good decisions. And of course, it directly impacts elections. It impacts our businesses. It impacts our economy. And of course, we know in 2020, and a lot of people understood this, that tech industry silenced information, of course, in major media outlets, corporate media, silenced information about the Hunter Biden laptop, which showed a direct relationship between Joe Biden and potentially illegal activities in conjunction with China, Ukraine, and many other areas. And now, as we get more information from the Twitter file releases, we see that the FBI was directly involved in influencing the information and convincing Twitter to silence information that might have turned the outcome of the 2020 election another direction. And that's the FBI, and of course, Department of Justice is directly involved in that as well. And this is during the end of the Trump administration. But as we saw with the Russian collusion narrative, all these different things that came up were actually lies and manipulation. But here, the government was involved in helping shape those lies.
Yeah.
Very clearly identifying a second form of administrative state that was not under control of the executive branch, where they're making decisions on their own. And this has been really, really an important issue for Americans. The problem is media is still not reporting on this much at all. And we have another area, you know, where it really affects the economy.
Yeah.
And Al, we had the first and second quarters of 2022 turned out to be negative growth. And, by all indications and by all accepted principles in the past, that would be a recession.
Yeah.
But the second quarter numbers for employment were very high based on Bureau of Labor Statistics estimates.
It turned out those numbers were not even close to being accurate.
No, they claimed 1.1 million or more new jobs between March and June of 2022. But it turns out that there was actually only about 10,000, according to the Philadelphia Fed's analysis of those same numbers.
Yeah.
This, again, is influencing and using government officials to lie and in order to protect policies or politics as opposed to actually showing factual evidence to the American people. So many people don't even realize and have not even heard about censorship by the tech companies, have not heard about these fraudulent numbers for the economy, and that would have definitely impacted the election and certainly impacted businesses' decisions and people's jobs and employment. You haven't heard about that. And the sad thing is, so many people are aware of these problems, but we're really, really not addressing them. And that's going to be that basically is like a dystopian governance using propaganda and manipulation to influence the population to vote a certain way.
Jimmy, stop and take a breath just for a second, because you're going to have to say a lot of things to my next question to you. You know, the average American who's driving down the freeway today, perhaps listening to this program on many of the stations that carry it, about 25. But what I want to say is that people don't know specifically, the average Joe walking down the street and the average Jane walking down the street don't know specifically how the government has censored. Give us an example, if you would, of some of the examples of censorship that have happened, you know, because of government agencies, et cetera, You're on, bud.
Yeah, so it turns out that, well, let's just start with the Hunter Biden issue.
Right.
The Hunter Biden issue, the FBI collected a laptop from a pawn shop or a computer repair shop in 2019. They had that for months before the election. Just prior to the election, Rudy Giuliani exposed it. The Washington Post did an extensive story on it. Twitter suspended Washington Post's their Twitter feed or their Twitter feed, and then actually used algorithms to downplay any information that went out and discussed it. The FBI was directly involved in ensuring that the tech companies thought that that was Russian disinformation. And we know that the 51 former senior intelligence officials from Democratic administrations, CIA officers and a huge number of people also wrote a letter saying that this is probably Russian disinformation, in spite of the fact that the FBI had the laptop and knew that it was factual information. So the FBI and the Department of Justice got involved in silencing that prior to the 2022 election.
Yeah.
That's one area. And the other area that's becoming very clear to others is in COVID and the fact that Anthony Fauci, that the National Institute for Health and the Health and Human Services have been direct reaching out to tech companies in order to silence what they say is disinformation, questioning the effectiveness of COVID jabs, the vaccines, and the potential death impacts. And of course, they reached out to silence people on potential therapeutics like ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine and other areas, and pushed an agenda that supported big pharma contracts with vaccines for both U.S. and global governments.
Right, and we're going to be talking about that later in the show. You know, there's a number of other things that really haven't hit the press, and this is according to the New York Analysis of Policy and Government, a missive that they put out dated January 2nd. The fact that the Biden administration pushed the fiction that alternative energy could replace fossil fuels is something that is really, in my mind, despicable. I mean, it's great for the people selling electric cars, but it's in terms of the realm of reality, it's not really true. Also, I think the main thing, certainly, that's affecting people in the border states, you know, Texas, Arizona, New Mexico, etc., is that the Biden administration is on the record as saying the situation with the southern border with Mexico is totally under control. It's not even close, Jimmy.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.